Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, it's Kim Davey here, live from Hollywood, and tonight we are down to our final 10. Do not go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it's feeling
Wait,
good.
Is this?
No.
Wait.
I don't know.
That's the playback. That's hilarious.
Ariana, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I hope you're
too. What is this? I'm feeling it. I feel like there's so many like throwbacks in Idol this season that this is a.
Guys, is I like, did my best. You said no more tears, right?
Cade.
Oh, this is the Aussie version.
But you know what we're
doing?
Oh my
God, Ariana.
Ladies and gentlemen, your producer in the booth, Jeff Graham, picking the wrong song. You're welcome.
I love it. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Awesome.
Ooh. Ooh, and I think we have some playback. Joseph, this is your first time with the live chat, and I think you're hearing yourself. Just go ahead and mute that MacBook for me.
I gotcha.
Just are we good now?
I got it.
Thanks,
I got it. I heard it too, and I was like, ooh.
We good?
What is that?
We good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
All right, everyone. So welcome, After Buzzers. Tonight we have an exceptional show for you. I am your host, Kim Davey, and to my left here we have the one and only.
I'm Joseph Capsch.
He's the expert, y'all.
Yeah, he just didn't want to say.
On American Idol and all things.
I try.
All things.
All things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things.
No, that's not true. And I'm Sarah Serio, here with you.
Yay, and tonight we are so excited because we are going to be talking top 10, and it's getting real now. But also super exciting for the next few weeks is that it's going to be live on both coasts. So Joseph,
this is American Idol, live from both coasts, right?
Yeah, what does that exactly mean?
It's going to air in all 50 states at the same time during the voting night. We're going to actually know the results the end of the night.
In lifetime.
Oh. Lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
because American Idol is going down to one night.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like they've made it to such a small number so fast.
They did.
Yeah.
Which I think is smart, actually. Because they've condensed the season, if you've noticed.
Oh, I have.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Me
so
too.
I think that's smart. But listen, they're taking a page out of SNL and NBC's book. Because look at how successful that was.
Mm-hmm.
The weird part for us is like 5 o'clock.
We're like, oh.
We're still at work.
It's like, hey, I gotta
work. We're in traffic. Like,
yeah.
What's going on, yo?
Awesome. Well, just another reason to listen to our after show on the iTunes on the way home, right?
Yeah, podcast. Yeah.
Podcast.
It up.
So, okay, so we have the final 10 now. So, overall thoughts on the last two nights. Joseph, I need to know what you thought.
I just want to start, though, really quick. Anyone watching there live, we do have the chat in front of us. We've got that down,
yes.
So we're here. You can make fun of us and send us, you know, whatever you want to.
Yeah, we'll shout you out.
We'll shout you out. Nicholas, hey.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Okay.
Perfect. So overall thoughts on the evening.
I think it was shocking. I mean, I thought really what it said to me is actually, it was both shocking and predictable. I was shocked that, like, your heart throbs and, you know, sobs, I shouldn't say sob story, but, you know, backstories didn't really play like we thought to the country. Not shocked, however, that the drag queen, you know, sticking, I think, with Trump country had to, like, actually sing to get in.
Good points.
I mean, it was predictable in that sense.
It was so predictable. I knew that when they did the danger thing.
Yeah.
That she was definitely going to be in danger and going to have to sing, but the judges were not letting America decide that at all and let her go through.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was interesting, see, you talking about the heartthrobs, I'm so glad that America saw through that because we kept talking about
That's
how that was the plan to get more viewers, ideally to have the heartthrobs on, and some of them I just didn't think could sing. So I thought that was really good call, America. Nice job.
Well, in the past two episodes on Sunday and Monday, I me, I started to realize that Caleb Lee Hutchinson is the heartthrob to me.
Yes, because of all the weight, weight he lost over the last few weeks.
But I really, like, looked at him and just his attitude and who he is, it reminds me of, like, what they're going for, like, with Katie.
He's got
people
swag.
Being, like,
but he's got, like, understated swag. Yeah. Like oh, I'm like, modest swag.
Uh-huh. And he's the tops for me.
I'm so glad you just said that, because literally when it came down to where Garrett was out, Johnny was out, Marcio was out, I was like, Caleb has, Caleb, you know, the role of heartthrob is Caleb.
Yeah.
And he's got the package. I mean, I think he's going to the top five for sure.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. America loves him. He's changing my mind. I've been a bit off him for a while, but I think he's really pulling through him. And he's growing up and he's got that great voice. And So, but talking about Ada Vox, I was surprised. I absolutely thought that she would be going through. But now what the comment you just said about Trump and stuff, I understand how she or he did not.
Before we get to that, though, was it just me or was, when she came on stage, was she giving you, like if J-Lo and Adam Lambert had, like, a drag queen baby, it was Ada Vox?
Yes.
I was looking, and I'm like, what is this giving me? And it was, like, the voice and the stage was, like, Adam, and then, like, she was giving me J-Lo-ish.
So much just, it's more than confidence. Like, I don't know the word. Stage presence.
Oh, stage presence.
That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, speaking of stage presence, let's talk about the top 10. We'll go over who the top 10 actually were for the last night. So we had Maddie, Miss Maddie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like Sarah. We'll talk about her in a second. We had Cade.
I know. I thought of you the whole time.
He's so awesome. And from the Sunday night, obviously, we heard that a couple of the moms in the audience liked him. I think Katie's mum, he's obsessed with him. Yeah, I get that. Gabby. We had Gabby Barrett. Yeah. We had Caleb. We had Michael. Sweet little Michael.
I like Michael Woodard. A lot, too.
Katie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Ada Vox come through the judges. Journey, Michelle, and Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so who did we say goodbye to, and why are we sad about that?
I'm sad for Mauricio. I really liked him.
I'm sad for Mauricio, but bad song choice.
Yeah,
the Barry Manilow, who are you playing to? Like, he should have been singing, like, some Neo kind of track. Something upbeat, dancey.
Ooh,
like
Neo. That's who I thought.
Like, Neo, like, Let Me Love You and to Learn How to Love Yourself. Something, like, very, like, or even John Legend kind of, like.
He gave me John Legend vibes.
He picked I think that's why. I think the song was bad.
It was interesting, though, because I actually thought that would appeal to the older demographic that watch at home, you know?
But do they really vote? They watch, but they don't vote.
That is the point, though, isn't it?
They don't vote.
I don't think they vote.
And I feel like he's going for something that maybe Cade is giving that generation, because it's rock and roll. It's just like a demographic that's not really popular right now. But when you hear him sing, you're like, wow, I remember those times. So I think he's filling that.
Yeah.
And Mauricio just wasn't really there. And he didn't do that well of a job either when he needed to redeem himself with the Nick Jonas Jealous song. He could tell he was nervous and scared.
Yeah.
And it was just, you knew that they weren't going to pick him.
I think the biggest thing that really let him down was, while it was beautiful to see his authentic self and his emotion, I think after a while it becomes a little bit like, would you be able to handle the spotlight and the starlight? You don't have it together enough. I just felt
and I think Katie said something like that to him, like, you need to know that you are enough just in yourself, because I feel like she knew that he needed to step into the star. Joseph's like,
you want to say something.
Because you're just like,
because I didn't answer her question.
Oh, go.
That's all. I was holding my thoughts, so I didn't forget it.
No, go. I'm like, I feel like I'm saying something wrong the over breathing. Here.
No, Garrett, I know that you, like, totally think this is a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they really did him up well. He even got his eyebrows waxed, if you
know
it. They Anastasied up those eyebrows and everything. He looked like a pop, country pop-ish singer. And I like that he took on Philip. And yes, to answer Nicholas in the chat, I do think Garrett improved this week.
Oh, I do too.
Yes. And remember how they said he was the only contestant at that point in the performances that seemed comfortable? He did.
Yeah. He did. He seemed so happy and that he just loved what he was doing up there. I do agree with you 100% on that.
So at least he went out on a high.
Johnny Brains, I forgot that he was even in the competition.
I think that's another good decision. Him and Garrett, for sure. I think, America, you voted very well. And they were great guys, but I'm glad they're not going any further. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? Oh,
Mara.
Tell me about how you felt, Mara.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, Mara, she was growing on me, mm-hmm. but like Mauricio, I hope I'm saying his name right.
You are.
She was also super emotional, and you could tell was so grateful to be there and happy, but she didn't start to, like, realize that she's in a competition like Gabby is, you know. You can just tell that they're still humble and grateful, but they're putting on their boxing gloves because they know they have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I think that the critiques from the judges went with Mara were pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting about her was that even though it wasn't a perfect performance, like, vocally, mm-hmm. There was like rooting value for her.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you find yourself? I liked watching her.
Totally.
And you were like, there was something really endearing, and you're like, oh, she could, that you, she wanted it. Mm-hmm. And I think she was feeling the song, and
yes.
that was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like that great of, I mean, like vocally, it was like, okay.
Yeah. I think Katie's comment was spot on when she was talking about how, you know, I did an album when I was 13. I came out to Hollywood when I was 17. It didn't happen for me until I was 23. Mara's still 16 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she has a long time to really find herself and completely pull herself together a little more, because similar to Mauricio, she's too emotional in a teary, cryy way. Like, it's great to be emotional conveying your song
totally.
As a performer, but I feel that she just needs to get a little bit more confidence so that she can package herself and just stay true to deliver.
Like, and I wouldn't be rushing into being a pop star at 16, because she'll be shaving her head in front of the paparazzi by the time she's 21.
Yeah. True story. But I forget the ages of some of these people.
Yeah.
It's young. It's
totally
young.
Like, Kate's even younger than me.
I think when you're an adult, and personally, I don't run American Idol and I don't run the network, I think 18. When you're an adult and you can, like
I agree.
To me, these young kids, it's too young.
I mean, for, like, the executives and stuff, they're like, oh my God, yes. We
yes.
can, like, make these people who we want. But that's not nice.
Speaking of what is nice, we have a little live read to
yes,
do
we
for
do.
Sarah.
Guys, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have We Got the Podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there, the American Idol panel. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. Promise you guys, you will love it.
Totally love it. And also, the fact that it's free and it's advice from celebrities and people who have been there, done that. So if you have any aspirations at the moment, it's the place to go.
I love her podcast.
Yeah.
But how come I don't ever get to read that?
Next week. Next week, it's your job.
They can vote. They can vote on who did it better.
We can do it again.
I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Next week.
So on that, we have to get into the top six. Now, tonight was so exciting because of the fact that America got 6 votes,
mm-hmm.
and then they left 4 for the judges to bring back. It's kind of interesting. Like, did they not trust America and they had to have that aspect? Or?
Well, speaking of that, I felt like, did you need like a guide or like direction? Like, I was kind of dizzy a
I
little
had to
bit.
Listen to
I was
the
like,
instructions.
Oh, and now it's like the blank choice, and that it's like, wait, it was so overcomplicated. Like, I was lost a little bit at like, how they were narrowing it down. I was like, wait a minute,
they
what?
They wanted you to focus on the show.
Yeah,
they were
you
like,
had
we're
to.
Not making this easy on y'all.
It worked. I was spellbound.
It did, because I was like, okay. I thought it was going to go like every other, you know?
It was like log on. It should have been like, log on to abc.com to understand what we're telling you right now.
I voted, guys.
Did you?
I did vote on
Good
Sunday
girl.
Night.
Who did you vote for?
Who did you vote for?
I voted all my votes for Michael J.
Team. How many times did you
did
vote?
You? 10.
You literally voted 10.
You can look at my texts. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say shout out. So I did it.
Good. I'm going to exercise my right next week.
Okay. Yeah, we better, but we should be doing that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so first one out and the first one successful on the top six voted by America was Matty Poppy. Please let's talk about her performance on the Sunday night and then on Monday. What do we think of Matty?
I think I pretty much...
Silence. Okay. So
she's
tell you what
she's
I think.
The yodeler, right?
Yeah, yes. Well, was.
I think I can't say anything because I just don't know what her brand, I don't know what she is yet.
I do.
Go ahead.
I have it.
Help us.
So on the Sunday night when they were taking her backstory and she was in the record store, and it's literally like 80s. It's old school.
I know.
And I freaking love that brand. And I think she is so amazing. Her voice is stunning. I reckon she's going to win this. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Hey, I'm not saying she... I think she has an amazing voice too.
Her voice is amazing.
And I agree with you, Kim, that she does older songs, which I think are making a comeback and there's not a singer like that now.
Yeah.
So that's great. But maybe it's just my taste. I just love a show. Maybe I just love a performer.
I feel maybe like it's that's it. One of those just chemistry things where you just sometimes attach and sometimes you don't. Like I'm just not feeling her. But I know that vocally she absolutely has a stunning voice. Mm-hmm. I just am not...
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea. Yeah, not feeling her.
That's what I love about these shows, eh? Like, we all just completely connect with different people, and it's so interesting to see who goes ahead. So, okay, so Matty, yes and no. And then we have Miss Decade. Do we have a chat? What's happening?
okay. No. They just love you, Kim.
They love you, Kim. You're doing a good job hosting,
Jason
Kim.
Jason,
we agree. She's doing a great job.
That's it.
Hilarious.
Hi, Jason. Did you say? Cade?
I'm talking about Cade, rock and roll, all the
way.
Well,
we all know that you love him, Kim.
Yes, we do.
Kim.
I'm going to pass. I don't have anything to say.
Joseph, really?
I just don't get him.
You don't vibe with him?
Like,
I get him.
He's not like David. If I had to compare to Past Idols, which I'm going to get yelled at in the comments again for comparing to Past Idols.
I know.
David, why is his name escaping me? David...
He
won against Archie.
Archuleta, right?
Oh. No, he won against Archuleta. David. You know, like Chris Dougherty? Like Chris Dougherty and then like David. I don't know why his name is his last name.
Oh my gosh, it's there. It's in my head too. I don't
We'll get it as soon as we finish.
Oh my god.
It's okay.
Anyway, they electrified every performance. I just don't think Cade is like that. Is he electrifying you with his performances?
He's electrifying something because that boy's smile and that way he plays that guitar.
I think he is
and all
attractive.
The moms. I think he's,
and I
yeah.
think
I think women would like him.
He's bringing
better.
The vibe yes, back of like rock and roll and all that stuff. And I think he has a nice swag about him. Mm-hmm. So I will give him that. But he doesn't. That's just not my type of genre. But I
We're
see
so
it.
Different.
No, I see it. I do see it with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad America did. And good job. Top six.
Good job.
Miss Gabby. So Gabby, she's turning into a rock star. Like,
I mean,
amazing.
Judges love her.
Yeah,
judges love her. She, I think, knows this is a competition and she gives it her all every single time. Mm-hmm. She has an incredible voice as well.
David Cook. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas.
What would we do without you?
And Nicholas is right. I like Cade. And think he could maybe even win, but he's overrated. You're right, he's overrated.
No.
You see how we like to just take
as long as he can win.
Take the part.
Yeah, I
selectively
know, right?
Take the part out.
Yes, yeah.
Cook, thank you. It was escaping me. Thank you, guys.
I do like Gabby.
So Gabby, I think she's the full package. She's got the look. She's got the confidence. She's got the talent. She looks like a superstar.
I preferred her song tonight. Don't do a Miley Cyrus sing that song better. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm just a Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana forever.
I love Miley. I went and saw Miley. Wrecking Ball. What was the tour? She's great.
Oh, I know. But
she
anyway,
can
I'm
sing.
Just saying.
Cool. Okay.
She did better tonight. What did you think? What do you think about Gabby?
She's got a great, beautiful voice. Again, how old is she? She's another one
she
of these young
18,
pop stars.
I think. Gabby is
17, I feel like. No?
I have this on my notes somewhere. 18. She's 18.
Oh okay. Yeah. So
she's there.
She's technically adult.
I think I would like to see a label get a hold of her and a management team and see what they would do with her. Meaning how they would market her, what kind of music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Because, you know, we say that there's not room for another Carrie, but then didn't they say that about Faith Hill and then Carrie came along?
This is interesting you say that because I was listening to a podcast today with an agent and talking about how when people say that you know, we don't need another version of this person.
Yeah.
It just means that you yourself are not memorable enough to be able to create that genre again for yourself.
Yes.
So I don't believe in that now. I was like, yes, that's a good point. I think you can have as many as of the same type as you like, because if they're all uniquely fantastic, they will all gather a following.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, okay.
No, like, okay. I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. So, I hope that she's open enough to maybe not going down the full country path.
Yes. Oh, I agree with
that. That's
it. Like Taylor Swift, like country poppy.
That's it. That's all that I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I feel like, why not be open to that, you know?
Totally. Totally. And everyone, remember, check us out on iTunes when you're traveling to work in the morning, listening in your car, stuck in that fabulous traffic if you're here in LA or elsewhere in the world. Check us out on iTunes.
Please do.
Please do. You get to hear our accents. Or my accent. Maybe not yours. All right, so moving on. Number 5, as voted by America, was the lovely sweetheart, Michael Woodard. What do you think of him, Joseph?
I like Michael. He's a good performer, but I would have... I don't know. I don't necessarily think I would have kept him if I had a choice to have, like, traded someone else that got sent home that he necessarily... You know where he should be, like, in the new High School Musical remake or something?
Yeah, I agree.
Stop it.
I see that.
The judges are obsessed with him. Yeah. When they knew America voted for him, they freaked. But I just want to say, I finally, like, know the vibe he's giving me. It's such Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. Like, his outfits.
Yeah.
Are,
yeah, that actually, that's
like
a good
point.
Like,
with the one paint outfit looking thing that he's got going on, and then the crazy colored jacket.
And a little bit of Carlton, though, right?
Doesn't he feel like Broadway, though? Like, and not that there's anything wrong. I love Broadway, but this is like this is to find, like, the next music recording artist.
I just think he's
He feels
so
like he's a
different.
Stage singer.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I definitely do. I just think he's so raw and so authentic and so sweet, and that's so rare these days. Especially someone who gets this far to still stay so kind of quirky and sweet. He's mm-hmm. adorable, and I appreciate that in him. So obviously the judges are liking it too. And oh my goodness, though, number 6.
I love our viewers, by the way.
I know.
I can't even see these. You have to share.
Nicholas does not like Michael. He thinks he needs to mature.
He has a great voice, but he really needs. You're right. And I like it how TJ agreed with me on that other girl. I don't connect with her at all. I have no feelings towards her. Thank you, TJ. I'm loving this live chat.
Give us more honesty. We love it. Don't we? So the biggest drama of the night, or the one with the most anticipation, had to be the announcing of who was going through by America.
Oh, totally.
Ada Vox or Katie Turner. I was shocked.
Oh, I have to talk about Katie. Go ahead. I'm sorry, lady.
No.
I'm sorry. I totally jumped in there.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to say, what were you shocked about?
Katie Turner. Remember last week how I said her personality, mm-hmm, everything mm-hmm. annoyed me about her, which is still true. Mm-hmm. However, if we're judging on just her performing, that was a knockout performance. Mm-hmm. And I almost wish I could, like, because you know how her package even, like, by the way, I'd like to think that we're this important that the executives are watching our show. But I literally feel like so much of the stuff we talked about last week was addressed in, like, every package.
Really?
Because she talked about how people don't like my personality and think I'm annoying. But my mom says don't look at the comments online. Yeah. And that's why Katie said the thing about don't let the haters have a job.
Yes.
If I could take her performance only and not have to know, like, her personality and just watch her perform, I would love her.
Mm. Well, let's be honest. If she gets record deals and things like that, you'll only have to listen to her.
No, but that's not true. See, that's the it's the whole package of a person, like.
But I'm saying someone who, like yourself, who doesn't like her personality could just listen to her music and not listen to her talk or do a show.
Yeah, I would love her if I just, like, listened to her on the radio.
I was the same way with, like, Taylor Swift. Like, I totally thought Taylor Swift was so fake and she was, like, too overly nice and, like, this good girl thing that she was going for. I was like, that's not you. Like, mm-hmm. you're not being you. Mm-hmm. But I, like, loved her music. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get that vibe-ish from Katie, but I do know, like, that is her. It's just, like, they just, like, force it just a little bit too much.
They were saying she could win. Remember how they you could win this yeah. whole thing, yeah.
Every time she gets on stage, she absolutely delivers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh. You cannot fault that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then the personality, I like her. I don't think it's fake or false. I honestly think that's true.
You really think that's her?
I totally do, because how can you fake that? It's so off the beaten track. I mean,
I
know,
I agree.
Fake. So do you think you love her? You like her?
I like her.
I respect her.
I do like her.
Okay, good.
I respect her for being who she is, and I honestly feel so sorry for her for the fact that she's getting all that hate mail. That's bad. Bad people. Positivity sandwich.
Well, there's a lot. The internet's a negative place.
I know, but
it's a lot of trolls out there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where she goes.
But so anyway, backing up just a second. Yeah. So Adavox or Katie? I literally, my mouth was like, oh my gosh, I did not see that coming. In fact, Joseph, I think, walked in at that moment. He's like, uh-huh. Whoa.
I did.
Really?
Just because I did of too. Literally what Joseph I did too. Said. It's because...
I would love to see a regional map of the United States exactly where
that's
the votes
really cool.
for Idol.
Yeah.
And
for the specific
it will illuminate, and you'll never see it, because it will illuminate exactly what we're saying.
And for the specific people.
Ada's votes came from, like, California, LA, New York...
Yo, yeah, definitely.
Miami,
cities.
Isn't
Chicago.
Isn't it interesting how that works? It's so interesting. Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway, so moving on, we still have Ada with us.
Exactly.
Because, and I think it's really cool that the judges had 4 votes to bring people back, mm-hmm. because for all of them, they literally were saying, America, what are you doing? Wake up, please. You can't let these guys go. So Ada's back, and what did you think of her performance tonight?
Her performances are always so amazing and so great. I would just love maybe a different kind of song for her to do.
Like what?
I just feel like she does all these huge songs that you, like, know the notes are going to be big mm-hmm. and long and high and all that. Like, because that's what she does.
Like, you feel she's a little predictable?
Yes. So I would love for her to maybe do a slower song that doesn't have all that range, but, like, make it her own so she puts the range in it. So you're like, wow, she did that song that way.
Mm, I like your
thinking. That's what I would like to see from
her. I like
her.
That. I hope they're going to have one of those episodes where one of the music executives come in and actually get to pick the song choices.
Yeah.
Because I think that you'll get, what you want, I think, from an expert actually picking her song.
Because mm-hmm. I want them to feel, like, a little bit uncomfortable. Because they're obviously going to do so if they're great performers. They'll do the best that they can and they'll probably succeed. Mm-hmm. But they should feel a little bit like, oh, this isn't like my genre. Especially, I think, for your favorite Cade. I think he needs to be thrown a curveball instead of like picking a rock and roll song, you know? He needs to be thrown
but
something.
Why? Because just that's going to be the genre that he's going
to
want.
Just to see if, like, his versatility.
Yeah, like they do in dance shows, right?
Yeah.
You got to do tap, you got to do ballet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I would push back against that, though, is like, do you need to be versatile to be American Idol?
No.
Because, like, Carrie Underwood is... You could argue she's not a most super versatile artist, but she stays in her lane and she mm-hmm. nails it.
I just remember when I watched it, like, when I was younger, they would always do the nights where it was, like, a certain genre or a certain mm-hmm. artist. And I always found it so interesting when it was someone who that wasn't their expertise.
Yeah, when they were out of their comfort zone.
They did amazing, and I was like, see, they can do it. And you're just, like, shocked. It's entertaining. That's it.
It is entertaining. So I agree with Jeff. I think, no, you don't have to be at all. And I think if that's the path they're going to take, they just need to nail that. And to be honest, yes, we can do it for Sarah's entertainment. But maybe we'll have a special show for that.
Thank you.
I kind of really honestly hope Journey wins this whole thing.
No.
And we haven't even talked about her.
Yes, we are right now. Let's do that then.
Okay.
So Journey didn't get in. Audience choice. America choice. Why?
I
can't
do
Joseph,
that too.
Why?
I mean, I want her back. I think there's going to be like a.
She got voted in as the judge's pick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but so America didn't love her. Well, her performance on Sunday night was not crash hot.
No.
Was it?
I feel like she was really hot with the auditions and like at the beginning, and then she kind of has faded. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of faded into the background.
Don't you think it's interesting though? I hate to make this like politicized, but like the drag queen and the lesbian both did not make
no,
it.
No, that's exactly why I said I didn't find it predictable.
Yeah.
It's
predictable.
That's a shame. See, I'm so oblivious
for
to that.
American
stuff.
Idol, it's like, because you're from New Zealand.
That's
and I didn't
so,
do that really. I didn't
so
do that
sweet.
Accent
you're
right.
From New Zealand.
You're from New Zealand.
Blame it on the Kiwis.
Mate.
No. That's Australian. Anyway, but no, I hear what you're saying. Interesting, she chose tonight from The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
Never Enough. I love that song, but I didn't think she did a very good job of it. I don't think she was big enough. Her stage presence did not command the likes of what it was like in the movie itself. But I think it was a good song choice in that a lot of people like that song. Oh. So it's really key to choose.
I want a girl to win American Idol because they literally left American Idol with like a streak of white guy with a guitar in like the last seven seasons. And we're already headed for that because if Cade wins or Caleb wins, you're right there again.
Or Ada Vox will satisfy both, right?
She's not going to win. This is what I can predict. Yeah. Ada Vox will not win Idol.
Interesting.
But
yeah, I don't think so either.
I do think it would be nice to think, but no. She won't win Idol. I think that Journey had a real shot. You know, it's interesting that the vote. Or it could be that syndrome that people think she's such a front runner that they didn't have to vote 100 times
for
her.
Yeah, possibly.
That is, I remember that. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point,
Things
Joseph.
Are coming back to me now.
I know, I'm like...
jogging my old...
Yeah, because then you'll see next week, they'll be like, wow.
Yeah, she could be like top of the leaderboard.
Totally
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what happens. The people that they automatically think are like in, they don't vote feverishly for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would vote for like Katie or Michael because they like their personality and like don't think that they'll make it, but in reality they're the ones that will. So
interesting how it works. Psychology of it all. So Michelle Soucette, our Latina, what did we feel, how do we feel she performed on Sunday and tonight?
I mean, I always think she puts on a show too, and you know, I think she did a phenomenal job tonight when she needed to redeem herself. And the fact that she did an original song.
And it was a good
It was such a good original song.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wait, but she sang Friends.
She sang it on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
She sang that. And it was okay.
I'm a dreamer.
Tonight was, original song. And she was bilingual in it, which is her ace, like the judges said. And she needs to continue with that.
Absolutely.
There's a market. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. And I loved her positivity. It was like, I'm a dreamer. Believe you can do it. All this kind of stuff. I just think it was super
appropriate. She reminds me of, like, they said a young Shakira, but it's like Shakira and J-Lo, like, mixed together for me.
And she'll do really well in the Latina world as well. Like, she goes in massive shows and
although
all
Jessica
around there.
Sanchez, which was, she was like the girl, the icon of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her voice? You would have thought. I mean, her career
just needs the right management and stuff behind it. Yeah. Okay, and lastly, to be brought back was D-Dog, Dennis Lorenzo.
Oh, you like him.
I do like him.
I know you do.
Yeah, I think he is smooth. I think he is talented. I think he's serious. I think he'll go far. Well, I hope he will. Fingers crossed.
I think, again, for him, just like Michelle, didn't do such a hot job on Sunday, but when he needed to show up tonight, he did. And his voice was very sultry. And it just, his performance to me tonight was flawless. And I'm starting to like him.
Good.
And I knew that he was going to get picked because Luke was so sure that he was like, I'm going to root for you. Yeah. So I knew it.
Yeah.
I liked the rendition of this song. He like slowed it down a little bit.
I like this.
He puts me in a chill mood.
I do love it. I
know.
This guy, he relaxes me. Like Katie makes me go all like, ah! And this guy's just like, oh.
I know. They have such a wide range of contestants.
Yeah.
To me, I don't think I have I don't think I can say like, oh, this is a yes and this is a no. Like, who could win possibly? I don't think I'm there yet.
Not just yet.
Well, yeah.
Top five, yes.
Who would be your top five, Joseph?
Not my top. Am I guessing like who I think?
Well, just
based
who do you
on,
reckon?
I think Caleb.
Cade.
Caleb, Katie, the one that Maddie,
yes, definitely,
and then probably Dennis, and then I'm struggling for the fifth.
Gabby,
yeah,
maybe Gabby.
Gabby,
yeah, for sure. Sarah,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to agree. I just saw Mauricio's name, and I'm like, he's not in it anymore. Definitely Caleb because I'm just in love with him now. And I want to say Journey.
Journey for sure. Journey's my
Caleb,
five.
Journey, Dennis, Maddie, and Cade.
Yeah, we shouldn't be thrown off by the Journey thing. I'm gonna say it is that idea that people did not vote necessarily because they thought she was the top.
Because she has such a strong voice.
It's so weird though, because I don't think I wouldn't vote for her in top five.
You wouldn't for Journey? No. Who would you vote for, Kim?
I would definitely go for Cade and Maddie. I literally
what
like
am I missing
America's
here
choice.
With her love for Cade.
I just think she's
okay.
Like, I think
let
she
me. I just need to spell
that
out for you, Joseph, just for a second. It's the long hair. It's the rock and roll.
I don't
it's
think
the
a guy's
smile.
Hair should take longer than
He's
a girl's
from
hair
the
to
bush.
Do,
He's
personally.
From the middle of nowhere, like out in the bush. And just, not the bush, but he says there's one stoplight in this place he lives, so yeah. I can relate.
You can lend him your diffuser
from New Zealand.
Really?
And everything.
Absolutely.
Him, like, oh my gosh, we should try to get Cade on the show. Cade.
Please, Cade.
If you're listening,
we would like to see
myself
you.
And Joseph, because you need to prove yourself to Joseph. You need to be sitting on that couch right there. Okay?
Speaking All of right. Joseph, Mr. Joseph, what sort of media hype has been happening this last week, Mr. Idol Expert?
I found, so looking around, perusing the internet and reading and stuff, it was interesting to see sort of like a collection. I actually brought it up and I took sort of like a screenshot of like the different headlines, you know, of this week's Idol.
Yeah.
And what stood out, there was this really great piece in the New York Times from John Caramonica, and he used to recap the show back when it was on before. And I've always loved his, you know, analysis of the show. It was interesting how, for all the hype that you've been hearing about Cade, what the piece really, the core of the piece was that Lionel is really, like, the core of the show.
I so agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that Lionel is really, like, he is your Uncle Lionel. And that if you actually really pay attention to, basically, what's going on, that he is the one making, like, the show actually watchable.
Oh, I so agree with that.
And I kind of do. So it made me pay attention. So, and it was interesting. I just want to read you the headline of what he said really quick. I'm sorry. I should have
had
it up.
No, I definitely agree with you. I feel like from the get-go, we've kind of all been like fans of Lionel.
Grandpa Lionel.
Yeah, it said.
I like him. He's now uncle, but grandpa.
So the headline in New York Times was, "The new American Idol, youth gone wild and an understanding dad."
Yeah.
It was a really, and I recommend anyone reading it. Just Google on New York Times Idol. And then the other thing was, which was interesting, and he predicted this, TV Line, they had an analysis about, congrats on the most inclusive LGBTQ season, you know, to date. Will it last? And he basically was saying, I don't want to jinx this because I think that they're both going to get voted off. And he kind of called it.
He did. Well, thank goodness the judges saved it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then basically the other ones of like recaps were like, it was interesting, lackluster performance, lackluster, the top 14.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like that, you know, like that writes about the show was like saying how lackluster.
Particularly on Sunday night, literally it wasn't until halfway through the show that Cade was like, or one of them was like, well, the show has
finally
started.
Sunday, it was a little boring, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it was. I just don't know whether it was just nerves or whether there was the wrong song choice, who knows?
But I'm going to say I stalked the contestants on Instagram because I wanted to see like who has the highest followers. Ooh. Just to see. And it's Cade
Stevens.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, Cade.
I was like, Turner? I don't think that's
Cade
really
Turner. Yeah. Wrong season.
Cade.
So much like, of an expert.
I thought you meant Perry, and I was like, yeah, of course, Katy Perry.
No, it's Katy Perry. No, Cade Turner. She has the highest.
Cool.
Because I was
how
like, oh, maybe.
Like, what are
it was
we
like
talking
154.
Here? Ada Vox actually liked our thing on Instagram when we had like,
really? Because I wanted to see how high Ada was, and she was in like the 60,000s.
So what was that? So Cade Turner is how many again? Like 150,000.
That's great.
And then who was like the next top five? I'm curious.
It was like Johnny and Garrett. It was like those.
So that's like the girls loving them. Yeah. So, but it still is kind of an indicator.
But Mauricio didn't really have an Instagram, and then he recently got one, and he had like 63,000.
How do you come on?
That fast?
How do you come onto this show and not have social media?
Because I remember I looked at him like I think weeks ago, and it was like private.
Yeah.
But he got it obviously for the show, and so I looked again, I think yesterday, he had like a few pictures and 63,000 followers.
Wow. I suppose though they specifically did talk about him and his Instagram, meaning everyone go on Instagram and find him.
Exactly.
And one that I saw and I was so heartbroken because you know how much I love Defy. And obviously she's gone. But she was posting about how she had to give up her job for Idol.
Right.
She's obviously no longer on it. She had to give up her apartment and now she can't get back her job. Hasn't able to get back her apartment. She's got nowhere to live and it's kind of like ruined her life a little bit. So she was doing a give a little page
Who?
For Effie. my rock and roll tattoo.
Oh, I loved Effie.
I did love it. I loved Effie too.
But so now literally she's kind of homeless, and so she's, if anyone wants to donate to her page and go and help her out, please do it.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Or if just like a musical, you know, she's wanting to wants do to sign her.
Yeah. Or
go,
just that.
Just jump to that.
Make her a million.
Is this on Instagram she posted?
Her Instagram. Yeah. And she's wanting to obviously make an album, and she's needing money for that as well. So just go support her. If you're an Effie fan like me, do that. That'd be perfect. So anything else, Joseph? News and fabulousness?
That's pretty much the sum up.
Yeah.
But there's finally news, which is great.
And
like
that
once they've got like a smaller amount of people, there's going to be news now.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ratings did tick up a tiny bit.
It's great. I really like the way, I really enjoyed tonight's show. I was engaged the full time, and I'm liking it. Nice job.
Nice job. Thumbs up for us.
I did love the table.
I know, I wrote that down. I was like, they brought the table back.
That,
and the music, too. Yes. It was like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, it was good. Okay, throwback.
Yep. And so much of Ryan as well. He's obviously going to be hosting the full shows, and we're just going to see him for a bit, so that's cool.
It's just going to be interesting to see how history judges this whole reboot. Like, when you look back on a wiki 10 years from now, it's going to be like, you know, is it going to end up? We shall see.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I'm engaged. They've done a good job so far. Alrighty, so on that note, everybody, I am Kim Davey, and I want to say thank you so much for watching. You can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And Mr. Joseph over here.
I am Joseph Capsch, and you can find me at Joseph Capsch.
Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Thank you guys so much for watching, and you can follow me at S Serio.
Awesome. Good night, everyone. We will catch you next time. Thanks for watching.
Good night.
Bye.
Don't forget to vote.
And thank you to the viewers.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.